Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines from the week that was. Canada arrested Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, who may have been extradited to the United States on suspicion she violated U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. Justice Department spokesperson Ian McLeod said in a statement to the Globe and Mail, as there is a publication ban in effect, we cannot provide any further details at this time. The ban was sought by Ms. Meng. The sources tell the Globe and Mail that the United States is alleging Ms. Meng tried to evade the American embargo against Iran, but provided no further details. Microsoft President Brad Smith asked governments to regulate facial recognition technology to protect personal privacy and avoid discrimination and surveillance in a speech at the Brookings Institution. Smith said, quote, "We believe that the only way to protect against this race to the bottom is to build a floor of responsibility that supports healthy market competition." Smith said law should require human review of facial recognition results, and if facial recognition is used to identify a consumer, the law should make sure that the consumer knows explicitly when and how it's happening. In future Very Rich People news, ride-hailing companies Lyft and Uber reportedly filed for initial public offerings. Lyft was recently valued at about $15 billion, but the company didn't detail the number of shares it was selling or the price range for the offering in a confidential filing with the SEC. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Lyft will file in March or April. The Journal also reported that, according to sources, Uber has filed their Form S-1 with the SEC with the hopes of going public in Q1 2019. Uber's last funding round valued the company at $76 billion, and the Wall Street Journal previously reported it would seek a $120 billion valuation in their IPO. While we're talking about IPOs, Reuters reported that, according to sources, Slack has hired Goldman Sachs to lead an IPO in 2019. Slack is reportedly hoping to be valued at over $10 billion. The exact timing of the IPO isn't finalized and will be determined by market conditions. Microsoft will rebuild the Edge browser to run on Chromium and use the Blink and V8 JavaScript engines. Microsoft Vice President of Windows Joe Belfiore cited compatibility and battery life as the two major reasons for the switch. Current Windows 10 Edge installations will get the new platform automatically at some point, while Edge will also become available for users of Windows 7, Windows 8, and macOS. Beta builds will begin early next year. Quora announced Monday that a malicious third party gained access to its systems, and CEO Adam D'Angelo says that the hack may have compromised 100 million users' names, email addresses, and encrypted passwords. Any data imported from other social networks, such as contacts and demographic information, could also be compromised. The hackers may also have records of both public and private actions taken on Quora, including comments, upvotes and downvotes, questions, and direct messages. D'Angelo stated anonymous activity shouldn't be part of the breach. Epic Games is launching its own digital store to compete with Steam, EA's Origin, and Blizzard's Battle.net. Epic is giving developers a higher revenue share than many of its competitors, with developers keeping 88% of revenue. Epic's PC and Mac stores launch soon with a curated selection of games, with more titles coming over the next year. Developers who use Epic's Unreal Engine won't have to pay any engine royalties on revenue they make through the store either. Epic is also connecting developers with 10,000 streamers from platforms like Twitch and YouTube through the Support a Creator program, so creators can earn rewards for bringing exposure to games. Waymo launched its commercial autonomous vehicle taxi service, Waymo One, in Phoenix, Arizona area on Wednesday. It will be available to invite to some of the 400 or more participants in its early rider test program. The difference being that Waymo One riders will no longer have to keep their rides confidential. All Waymo cars will have safety drivers on board as well. Alphabet will launch its Wing drone delivery service in Helsinki, Finland this spring. Wing spent the previous 18 months in southeastern Australia testing delivery of food, drinks, medicine, and household items. Finnish customers will be offered delivery of goods of up to 1.5 kilograms within 10 minutes from distances of up to 10 kilometers. The service will be free during the limited trial period. And finally, the UK's BT ISP said Wednesday it will remove Huawei networking equipment from its core 3G and 4G mobile operations and will not use the company's hardware in 5G infrastructure. Additionally, the company will remove Huawei's equipment from networks acquired by operator EE in 2016. BT said Huawei remains an important equipment provider outside of the core network. Meanwhile, Huawei said BT has always used different vendors in different network layers and it understands and fully supports the move. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, you can subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.